Yeah.
There's room in the front, you know? I can't see inside it.
I was told to see it.
Oh, okay, no, then.
That means you're okay?
I'm frying you a bit. Rashi at the end of Zoysa Brocha says, Yashir Koychacha Sheshibarto, Le'ini Kol Yisrael, Yashir Koychacha Sheshibarto. I saw in this forum it says, Sheshibarto is Gematria Bereshis Barolikim. 1202. Sheshibarto, Bereshis Barolikim. Ma Pshat. Pshat is, you know, the Torah starts with Bereshis Barolikim, but we don't get to the mitzvahs till Achoydash Azalachem. But what do we see when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas? He says, listen, it says, a kal v'chomer, if the Yidden don't even keep one mitzvah of Korban Pesach, kol oro lo yoichel bo'it, that's not happening. So certainly, if they're not keeping the Torah, I have to break the luchas. Sheshibarta teaches us that the bevereishis bar alekim is bishvil ha-Torah shenikvereishis, bishvil klal yisrael shenikvereishis. Everything that's in this world is all for the Torah, for klal yisrael. If there are bridges or air conditionings or anything that needs to be done, it's all for the Torah. Mesaprim, that in Volozhin, a bacher came to Rav Chaim Volozhin and asked him, he says, he told him this var, the trains, the, everything is all for the Torah. He says, so how come when you get off the train to Volozhin, it's an hour and a half still trip, walking through mud, and it's a whole balagan until you get to the yeshiva, all for the Torah. So Rav Chaim Volozhin told him, he said, Steltzach for a bacher, Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning, is thinking, I want to go home for Shabbos. I want to go home for Shabbos, he's not going to get back till the next Tuesday. But then he says, nah, it's such a hassle with the mud until I get to the train station. Echel bleiben in yeshiva. Als for the Torah. Everything is punked. Punked. Everyone, say in a oifen of a yochid if he has an issue or but as a rabbin, it's als for the Torah. Bereshis, bishvil ha-Torah, shenikra reshis. It's brought down that in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, the lashon of Mar Cheshvin is merachshin sifasayu. Our lips are still moving. From the teva of Chodesh Tishrei, every word of Torah, of Tefillah in Chodesh Tishrei, it's Merachash in Sifasayu. Our lips are still moving. And when you daven, you have to put yourself into the Teva. The first word of the Masechta, Krich Secharayim, into the Boy El HaTeva. Put yourself into the word of Torah, into the word of Tefillah. Enter the gate, the Shar, Bava is a gate. You enter into the gate and you get onto the boat. We're going to get to the boat, I don't know about today, but Hahu Arva is coming. And we have to know that that's a hakdama. Baba Metziah specifically is about Dinei Mominis, and a person has to know before even Shnai Moichzim. Gezel, what?
It's a truck,
huh? No. Yahu Arma. There's a famous Zohar that's brought down that says that when the Eibishter gives us our tchunois and koichos and yechoilois that we have, whether it's oisher, kishrin, gvura, midois, chachma, we have to use them for the right thing. If we use them for the right thing, then we are not a gazlon. But we have to use them for avodas Hashem. Otherwise, it's a shaila of gezel. So when you're being specifically learning over here about the gedorim of gezel, to realize that everything we have from the halig of a shefer, to use it the right way and appreciate what we have, but use it kol kulay for what we need to do. Now, as the Mishnah is going to start with Shnai Moichzim, and someone told me that, okay, so they're both saying it's this. So we make a pshara. We make a pshara. Yachloiku was a pshara. Yachloiku was a pshara? Well, that's a loaded question. We're going to discuss if the Yachloiku of Shnai Moichzim is a pshara. But there's a famous vark in Chayshin Mishpat efshir this pshara. Efshir. In Eirachayim, in Yeridea, there's no pshara. The rules are the rules. Dortin Machmanishkim pshara. Efshir in Shnai Moichzim memachta pshara. One more hakdomavart, the derech drash. Shnai Moichzim, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Toiv are both pulling us at the karkashta, at the edge. Each one's pulling us his way. How do you deal with this issue if the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Toiv are both Shnayim Oichazim, right? Called Olam Gavar. What do you want to do, Shnayim Oichazim? The din is Yachloiku. Yachloik? That's what. Yachloiku is La'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Toiv al Yetzer Hara. Make a machloikus between them. La'olam Yargiz Adam. Make a mach. I said it's with Derek Drash. Make a machloikus between them.
That's called Olam Gavar.
But I'm saying, Chad, the Yachloiku, we're going to get the called Olam Gavar tomorrow. Zok the Mishnah. We are going to start. Is that a truck?
Yeah. That's a truck.
Where's the machine? Who has the shalat? How do we know? Maybe it goes went on though.
Next to the
Yeah.
That's
the truck?
That's on.
It's
on. That should
be on. What's coming out there? Rabbi Robert is in charge of
everything. It makes it on.
We want to start. This was all a hakdama. We're waiting for the...
I'll
say Rash, Hashelam Zakar. Okay, you'll tell him if it's good. I'm coming. I come to the Arba. Thank you, Tzadik. Zok the Mishnah, Shnayim Oiches and Betal, Ezei Meranim et Tzasiya, Ezei Meranim et Tzasiya, Ezei Merkula Shalib, Ezei Merkula Shalib. The Gemara will explain that it's all one big case. The Gemara is going to discuss why it has a double Lashon. But the Pshat is there was a Talis in the street, it was a Metzia. Who's Zeich in the Metzia? Who's Zeich in the Metzia?
First come, first
serve. Is that called Olam Gavar? No, don't misquote me the wrong thing. That's not called Olam Gavar. No, it's not. There's a Metzia in the street. There's a Metzia in the street. Who's Zeich in it? Whoever comes picks it up first. And here you have two people arguing, each one says, I picked it up first. What probably happened? They probably both ran for it. There was they scrambled for it over there, and then, Be'emis, what do you think happened? Hard to know, a lot of dust. Either Reuven picked it up first, or Shimon picked it up first, or maybe Taki, they picked it up together. Epsilon Tamsay, all the possibilities. But what does the Mishnah say the din is? Each one is trying to keep picking it up first. So the din is Zeh Yishava She'en L'Bapachas Mechetzio V'Zeh Yishava She'en L'Bapachas Mechetzio V'Yachloiku. Each one makes a Shavua. Why a Shavua? The Gemara will explain it's at the Konas Chachamim. And then we do Yachloiku. Why Yachloiku? Why Yachloiku? Momen Amutl B'Sofik Cholkin. Where does it say that? He said a very, very big Chiddush. The Olam is familiar with the concept of Momen Amutl B'Sofik Cholkin. Zolzayim. Is that what our Mishnah is about? Our Mishnah means Yachloiku, since we don't know. Okay, 50-50, nice deal, a Pshara. Anyone learns like that? That's a shot on our Mishnah?
No, isn't that
no, that's not the case that we have. The case, we don't know anyway. When they both pick it up together, then Taka, they're both Zoicha. Because it's a Sugi called Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveri, Kana Chaveri, which we're not doing now. Avad, if they Taka picked it up together, it's both of these. Here, Avad, though, each one's tiny, I picked it up myself. If the emes is Reuven's time is true, Reuven should get the whole thing. If the emes is that Shimon's time is true, Shimon get the whole thing. We don't know what happened. They are insisting that they do, but they probably are bidded dummy as well. That's Lashon of the Gemara later. They probably also are a little unclear. They're about to not stammering and saying, F Shaula. Each one is like, you know, talking, but the emes is, it could be that they don't know, and they picked it up together. But the Mishnah says, Yachloiku, it's not as like a Pshara. Mama Namoto Basafik Cholkin! That's shot in the Mishnah! It's not a Dvarah D'Mamayin. Whoa. It's not a, for the record, it's not a Dvarah D'Mamayin. What is Dvarah D'Mamayin is not what we're discussing today.
He's Muksuk on it, so we give it to him. He's
we'll see. But they didn't. Where does it say Mama Namoto Basafik Cholkin?
Twice
it says Mama Namoto Basafik Cholkin. Why Yachloiku? If you stay for a few weeks, we'll see. What's why Yachloiku? There is a tzad that it's al chalukah misafik. There's another tzad that it's vadai, that each one's holding half. We're going to get there. But the Mishnah says you make a yachloiku, but not stam you make a yachloiku, you also have to make a shvua. The Mishnah has another case. Zeh mer kula shalib, zeh mer chetzi shalib. What happened? Reuben is tiny, that I picked it up first. Yeah, Shimon was running too, but I was faster. I picked it up first. And what's Shimon tiny? That was a tie, that he picked it up together. Shimon is admitting. I mean, it doesn't say the fairies that Shimon's admitting that the other half is Reuben's. Maybe the other half is somebody else's. Yes, Rabbi Kivega talks about that. It should be Moed Mixas. I'm going to get to there. We're going to get to there. It's a big shaila about Moed Mixas. But Assam, I want to set up the case. Reuben is tiny. I picked it up myself. Yeah, Shimon was quite close a second later, but I was there first. Shimon is tiny. That what? That they picked it up together. Assumingly, Shimon is even admitting that the other half is Reuben's. What's the din? Zok the Mishnah. In this case, Ha'omer kula shali yishava she'en li b'pachas mishloisha chalakim. Ha'omer chetzi shali yishava she'en li b'pachas mi'raviyah. Zenayt l'shloisha chalakim, zenayt l'raviyah. How did you get the three quarters and a quarter? The simplest way of saying it is because the half that Shimon agreed is Reuven's, for sure is Reuven's. Maybe because of Haidah's fell in, maybe even without that, it's for sure Reuven's. How much of the talus are they fighting about?
Half.
And you do a very simple yachloik on that half. On that half yachloik, the numbers add up. If you take the entire talus into consideration, three quarters and a quarter. The Gemara asks that on the hey and the days, we'll see. So it's three quarters and a quarter. That's how we pass in Reuven's in that case. Now, if Shimon would have asked me advice, Shimon honestly knows that he picked it up together with Reuven. And he came to me the night before and said, I'm going to go to the Beis Din and I'm planning to be honest. What would you tell him advice?
Say Kam.
No.
Say
Kulay. Say Kulay. You're not allowed to lie to honestly get what you really deserve?
I got him.
No, he knows that Reuven. He has hearsay that Reuven is planning to say cool. He knows that. He was one. No, Migu is Tysus. Very good. I learned the sugya, but I'm not asking Tysus. I'm asking a very simple balabatish question. Are you allowed to? I don't know. But the Mishnah says, what's the psak in this case, though? Three quarters and a quarter. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah continues. Are you shnaim reich v'nagabi v'heima yishay echad reich v'echad manig zayim rakulish li v'zayim rakulish li zay yishav v'shein li b'pachas michetzi v'zay yishav v'shein li b'pachas michetzi v'yachloiku. This is a repeat of the Talis case, but in reference to a behema. The Gemara on Daf Ches will Ba'arichas explain what's the purpose of these lines, and it's being mechadish gedorim in hilchas kinyan behema. When you want to be zayich in a behema, which kinyan do you do? Reichiv, manik, both. Which one is a better kinyan? All that topic is not now, it's on Daf Ches, but the Mishnah Kalachar Yad is bringing that in over here. There's a fascinating diyan, Frekta Beis Alevi. By Talis, the Gemara gave us two cases. That by Kulay, Zayimer Kulay, Zayimer Kulay, you do yachloiku chetzi chetzi, but the Mishnah also said a case that by zeimer kulay and zeimer chetzi, the psak is three quarters and a quarter. By behema the Gemara did not. By behema the only case the Gemara gave, the Mishnah gave, is kulay kulay that you do chetzi chetzi. Why didn't it do the three quarter quarter thing by behema? Frek the Beis Halevi, we'll discuss it. It's a nice deal, but we'll first be right. The Mishnah says, in all of the cases of the Mishnah, whenever you're doing the Chalukah, it was before that there was a takana that each one to get what he's going to eventually deserve, half, a quarter, whatever the numbers are, to make a shvua. But the Mishnah fears ice, the bottom line. Bizman shehein moidim, oy sheyesh lohem eidim chalkin beloy shvua. But if they're moideh, or there are eidim, then you do Chalukah. But then you do the Chalukah without a shvua. Careful. Translation. Bizman shehein moidim means, okay, I'm assuming the case is Reuven and Shimon walked into the basement. Who's holding the talis?
Both.
Because Avada, we're still doing Shnai Moitzim. We're not up to Elam and Sirius yet. It's still the case of Shnai Moitzim. So they're holding it. And by the way, for the record, we're going to go into this Barichas. They're holding it at the edge. The edge is called? Karkashta. They're not holding like a percentage of the material. Because if you're holding Yodei Magas a percentage, then you get that percentage. Let me confuse you for an interruption for a minute. If the exact same case of the ratio was Shnai Moitzim, Zayimer Kulei, Zayimer Kulei, but it happens to be Reuven has 12% of the talus rolled in his hands. Shimon has 24% of the talus rolled in his hands. Each one is saying Kulei Shali, how much is each one going to get? Reuven was holding 12%. Shimon was holding 24%. The rest is in between them, and they're both saying Kulei Shali.
66-30.
No. Reuven gets his 12%. Shimon gets his 24. How much is left?
64.
And you split that 50-50, not percentage-wise for the what's it called. That's what I wanted to bring out. But that's not the case here. Here the case about is they're holding it at the karkashta, the fringe. L'chaira, I've been thinking about that all night. Now anyways, they're holding on to it at the karkashta. Now when each time of Kula Shlita, then it's yachloiku, but then each one gets... You want to close the windows? Each one gets a yachloiku, but with a shvua. But zok the mishnah bisman shehei moidim, oy sheyesh lam eidim, then it's chalkin beloy shvua. What does it mean chalkin beloy shvua?
The ratio minus the moidim.
First of all, what does it mean moidim? What does it mean moidim? They walk in the bezin, okay? One sec. I'm going to give you the mic. One sec. Reuven and Shimon are holding the talus at the fringe. Reuven's time is... What is Reuven time? Bizman Shehei Moidim. No. Bizman Shehei Moidim. What is Reuven timing? We picked it up together. What is Shimon timing? We picked it up together. What would you tell Reuven and Shimon in such a case?
Get out of here.
No, what? Not you. Reuven and Shimon. One second. Again. But isn't that Pashup Shat what it means, Moidim? They're Moidim. They picked it up together. Why did they come to the Bezdin? To ask what we should do. But Avada, what's the din? Yachloiku? but without a shua. Careful, what does it mean, bizman sheyesh lem eidim? Bizman sheyesh lem, moidim I got. Moidim means they both say, they picked it up together. Bizman sheyesh lem eidim means what? First of all, for the record, if it's eidim, what are they themselves saying? Careful. Reuven is saying coolishly. Shimon is about to say coolishly. But it's not your classic case like in the ratio. There are eidim saying machloikes achroinim. There's one mahalach in the achroinim to say that eidim means one kind of eidim, two people, that are being made, that what? That they picked it up together. So can we take stock of the situation we have over here? We have Reuven holding it at the fringe. Once I'm going to explain. Reuven holding it at the karkashta. Tiny, he picked it up himself. I mean, he's more the Shimon was running too, but he says, I got there a second before. Shimon, Tiny!
Same technique. I picked it up first.
Come on, the same thing. I picked it up first. A pair of Adim saying, no, they picked it up together. They were mamish. What's going to be the psak? Yeah, like, but without a shvua. Why not a shvua?
You're not going to accomplish anything
with the shvua. We go with
the Okay, a good nosach. Frek the achrayim, frek the beis alevi, the rishash, not the rishash, but a lot of achrayim ask this question. There's a famous halach in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to use eidim for your benefit. Let's say you have an issue with someone with a dentor, with a shvua, with a taina, with a it could be a lot of cases. And there are eidim being made a certain thing. But you yourself, a protocol, whatever the issue was, are going against those eidim. You're not allowed to use eidim for your benefit if you yourself said connected them. Again, stock of the situation. Reuven tainid. Kulishli. Shimon tainid. One second. Shimon tainid kulishli. The eidim are saying they picked it up together. How could you use those eidim in lieu of accepting them? The chaluk is going to be chaluk anyways. But that you're saying that there won't be a shavua. There should be a shavua. Because the Bali Dvorim themselves, yeah, it's good. One second, I have to say, it's good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how can you use the Adim? There's a cloud, you're not allowed to use Adim if you yourself are going against them.
But because of the Adim, meaning for what these guys are coming to Besdin for, they're taking a loss because of the Adim. They hold it's theirs, they hold it's fully mine. Because of the Adim, now I'm getting half.
So they should still have to swear them.
They're taking a loss because of these Adim, they're not taking the game.
No, they're not taking a loss because the Pesach was going to be Chetzi.
They didn't know that though, clearly.
Yeah, sure they know, they're up to that. Dollar, they know.
Then why did they come to the Besdin?
Yeah, good question. It's a good question, and the Beis Halevi asked the question, and it was in today's Maamar Koines. But I want to suggest, there's another way to read the Mishnah. I didn't answer the question, by the way, if that's what the Mishnah means, but I want to suggest there's another way. Again, so I want to restart the end of the Mishnah. Bizman Shehein Moidim, what does Moidim mean? What is Reuven and Shimon saying?
Yeah.
We picked it up together. Oishi yesh lohem eidim. We explained eidim means one kind of eidim that are saying that they picked it up together. Cut. I had a problem with that case because Bukhari, they're going against the eidim. I want to say lipshan of the Mishnah. There are actually two sets of eidim. Reuven says he picked it up himself, and there's a kind of eidim saying that Reuven picked it up first. There's also Shimon saying he picked it up first. And a kind of eidim saying that Shimon picked it up first. Trey. What's the din of Trey with Trey? The Mishnah says, if this is Pshat in the Mishnah, that they can split without a shvur. Frek the Beis Halevi! Why split without a shvur? Trey with Trey cancel each other out. Trey is absolute truth. Because Trey Kameya. There's no limit on eidim. So when the two eidim go against the two eidim and they cancel each other out, it should be as if there was no eidim. And what should the din be? Yachlagu with the shvur. As you go back, Yachlagu with the shvur. So we're stuck. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? Memonah shachet shver. If Bizman Sheyesh Lehem Eidim means one part of Eidim that they picked it up together, and that's what's pathering them from the Shavuah. You can't use Eidim if the Bali Dvarim are going against them. And to say that it means Trey Utrey, then they Trey Utrey themselves, and it also shouldn't be good. So we Memonah shach have a tash.
The Shavuah is a Hakana, then it's good.
If you learn that way. If you learn
that
way.
The Shavuah is a Hakana, it's very good.
Excellent. I'm going to soon say that. That's very good. There's a Mahalach in the Achroinim. That the Gemara later on says that the Shvuah is a Takanas Chacham. And a Takanas Chacham means it's Bezdin's interest to have that Shvuah done, not the people. And if that's true, then we could answer the first way, careful, not sure if that's what you meant, but the first way. If it's one Kat of Adam that are saying they picked it up together, and we're saying, how could that one Kat of Adam say, oh, since there's a Kat of Adam saying they picked it up together, oh, no need for the Shvuah. What do you mean no need for the Shvuah? But Reuven and Shimon themselves aren't able to use those Adam for their benefit. Reuven and Shimon aren't using those eidim for their benefit. Yes. Besdin! is listening to those Edom and saying, I have no need to make you go through the Shavua process because we have a Kad of Edom. That would answer the Kasha.
I want to say different on the case of a Kasha.
I have a few on each one, but let's go slow. Okay, but that's one option if you learn, if it's one Kad. If it's Trey, it's a big problem. One of the Nusach that Achronim use is Trey is Milsa de Leishchicha. Milsa de Leishchicha Leitekner Rabbanon. Trey is Milsa de Leishchicha Leitekner Rabbanon. So, you know, we're going to come back to this. There are more threats, but for now, let's at least suffice that was a teretz for each one. We'll add more maybe soon. But that's a nice setup that, again, Bizman Shehem Moedim, that they picked it up together. Oy, Sheyesh Lehem Eidim. Pupshachim Yesh Lehem Eidim. Either one kind of Eidim that they picked it up together, or a Trey, and we have to know why the Trey doesn't cancel each other out. But I'm not finished yet. I have a few things to discuss here. First of all, I was thinking last night, what does Bizman Shehem Moedim mean? That they both agreed they picked it up together. I saw Achrayim say, if Moedim means they picked it up together, which one, and the Mishnah says, Bizman Shehem Moedim or Sheyesh Lehem Eidim, which, what would that show you Yesh Lehem Eidim means? If you want Yesh Lehem Eidim to be as similar as possible to Moedim. Moedim means they both agree they picked it up together. So what would Eidim mean? A kad of Eidim that they picked it up together. That's the chara, much more of a flow. Moedim, they themselves agree they picked it up together, or they aren't agreeing, but the Eidim are saying they picked it up together. This Trey or Trey shot is not exactly aligned with Moedim.
It's more realistic, though. How does the first case
realize? Okay, so maybe you'd rather have that than be similar to Moedim. So I'll do something. Yeah, I'll do something. No, they came in. They heard their hearsay. They came in. Why are they bringing them in? Yeah. Who brought them in? That's a good question. Yeah, why did they show up? I have a suggestion. I never heard this before. Maybe Moedim also means that. You know what Moedim means? Reuven is tining. Shimon picked it up first. And Shimon is tining. Reuven picked it up first. Bismanch, and then it's similar to Trey Trey. Bismanch, hey Moedim. Reuven admits Shimon, and Shimon admits it's Reuven's. Or there are Edim, Trey Trey. Yachloik of Leishvua. Okay, just that. I thought I'd get tomatoes. What? What? Each one is Moedim to the other one. It's just like Eidim. Each one has Eidim to his side. In Zman Shesh Lehem Eidim, if it's Trey, what's Reuven, what's going for Reuven Bezunda that he doesn't need a Shvua? He has Eidim saying like him. In Moedim, most of he has someone saying like him. The Hidas Faldin of Shimon. Moedim, it's Mamish similar. It's Moedim and Eidim. I know you never heard this guy. It's a noob shot. Everyone says that from Moedim it's a vibe that Eidim means one card, just like Moedim is that they agree. I'm saying, no, Moedim means each one's Moedim to the other one. And the Dinah is Yachloik of Loish Shvua. How do you know it's not Shas the Mishnah? Why not? There's nobody else. Reuven and Shimon holding it out the Kakash to come to Beth to ask, what should we do? Well, ladies should come and take it.
He's being such as Aegis.
Yeah.
Which Aegis? There's no Aegis.
They want to do the right thing.
I am going to put this Shiloh on the side. Just you heard it here first that Moedim, everyone says that Moedim vises that Eidim means one cat. No, Eidim can mean two kitos, and Moedim can also mean Haidah neged Haidah. The same way it's Eidim neged Eidim, it's Haidah neged Haidah. Moedim. Okay, now another issue. What? That's going to be a big problem with Anasai. Each one, I'll tell you exactly what happened. They both ran for it. Everyone agrees that at 12:17, they saw a talus. And they both made a scramble run for it. That's for sure what happened in the next 2 weeks. No, it's, did Reuven get there first? Did Shimon get there first? Did they get there together? In my case now, Reuven thinks Shimon got there first. And Shimon says, Reuven got there first. By a split second, everything is split second. Cut. There's a big sugya, which we're not doing today, but I want to talk about it a little bit. Everybody knows that Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua. Indeed, Eid Momen is two Eidim is Mechayiv Momen. But Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua. And there's a big Machlokes Rishonim called whether Eid Echad Misayeya patters from a Shvua. We're not doing justice to this topic now. It's a sugya that will come up later on Dapim in the sugya as it develops. It actually comes up time and again. Every Daf come out, it comes up a little bit. Maybe eventually we'll do it as a whole wrap-up topic, but It's going to be alluded to, or more than alluded to. Again, headline: Eid Echad Misayeya Pathas from a Shvua. The same way an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv you a Shvua, but in a case when you Mechayiv a Shvua, let's say Moedim Mixaras, or whatever the Shvua is, Shvua Shaimrim, whatever the Shvua is, you have a Chayiv Shvua, and there's an Eid Echad being Misayeya to you, it could Pathar a Shvua. Is there such a concept? Machlokes Rishonim. There's a Machlokes Rishonim if the concept exists. We know an Eid Echad is Mechayim Shvuah. Is Eid Echad pattering from Shvuah? It's a huge topic. There are details. The answer is not only black and white, yes or no. There are cases when yeah, when not. There's Gemaras about it. We're showing him about it. Am I being clear that there's an Eid Echad and Eid Echad? Rabbi Kiva Eger, on our Mishnah, asks a innocent Ha'ara. The Mishnah says, "Bezman shehei moedim, or sheyesh len eidim cholkin b'shvur. Cholkin b'loy shvur." Fret, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why does the Mishnah say eidim? Eid echad should be enough. It should say, "Bezman shehei moedim, or sheyesh eid cholkin b'loy shvur." You hear a kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why did the Mishnah say, "Bezman shehei moedim"? Or sheyesh lehem eidim cholkin b'loy shvuah. The Mishnah should say, "Bezman shehei moedim, or sheyesh eid echad cholkin b'loy shvuah." Opa, how does Rabbi Kiveger understand? Obviously, Rabbi Kiveger understood that eidim means one kind of eidim saying they picked it up together. And Rabbi Kiveger is asking, why is it only true that when one kind of eidim said they picked it up together, we accept it and we don't make them swear? Even if an Eid Echad said that they picked it up together, that should also pater them from the Shvuah. Why does it say Eidim? I'm going to get that's the Rishash. Excellent. That's not Rav Chaim, that's the Rishash. But this is how Rabbi Kiveger asks the Kasha. Why does the Mishnah say Eidim? It should say Eid Echad. Now, I'm not being fair, because the truth is when Rabbi Kiveger asks this Kasha, Rabbi Kiveger asks it the Chahai Gavim. The truth is there are a few other Mishnais and Shas also in reference to Shvuah where the Mishnah says Eidim. And the Rush, the big Baha member who holds Eid Echad Paters, time and again asks, why does it say Eidim? It should say Eid. And time and again, you know what the Rush says? It means Eid. It means sufficient Eidim. If one is enough, fine. That's what it means. Rabbi Kiveger just asks, Slicha, I have a question. Why didn't the Rush quote our Mishnah as an example of that? When the Rush went through Shas quickly and threw out a few Mishnais where it says Eidim, and he says, don't worry, Eidim doesn't mean Eidim. It just means an Eid Echad. He didn't quote chapter and verse, Bava Metzia Daf Beis Amad. Why not, Frek Rabbi Kiveger? Here also it should be true. Not only Bezman Shehei Moedim, Oy Sheyesh Lehem, Eidim it should be Cholkin B'loy Shvuah, even an Eid Echad should be Cholkin B'loy Shvuah. But careful, what does he mean Eid Echad? What does the Eid Echad say? Start again. Reuven holding on the Karkashta says, I picked it up first. Shimon says, I picked it up first. And the Eid Echad says, they picked it up together. The din should be that we should tell Reuven and Shimon respectively, hey guys, you don't have to swear. Why not? Never. What? You have an Eid Echad being Mesayeya you. I know. The answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha is the Eid Echad being Mesayeya to them? What did Reuven say?
Yes, all mine.
All mine. What did Shimon say?
All mine.
All Shimon's. What does the Eid Echad say? Half and half. L'chayr, the Eid Echad is not being Mesayeya to them. He's going against them. Does this question sound familiar? Yes, a few minutes ago, even when there were two Eidim, we asked it. What did we answer? We answered. We didn't?
We didn't.
We said we're going to try to answer it. No. Oh, we said it's a takana for Bezdin, and Bezdin suffices Eidim. Yeah, if there are two Eidim, Bezdin says, I don't care about what Reuven and Shimon said. There are two Eidim telling me they picked it up together. We're calmed. We don't need a shvuah. But if there's only an Eid Echad, Eid Echad, Mesayeya, Ter Shimon and Reuven are going against the Eid Echad, Bubba Mice, it's not happening.
Who cares? It's saying the
same thing like the Psa. Vice, excellent, and that's not enough. Because there's no din Eid Echad, Mesayeya, Le Psa, excellent, that's exactly the point. There's no rule, Eid Echad, Mesayeya, Le Psa, Mater Es Psa. There's Eid Echad, Mesayeya, to Reuven, helps Reuven. Eid Echad, Mesayeya, to Shimon, helps Shimon. Over here, the Eid Echad is Toiktaf Kaparis in their books. And that's why it's a terror to Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. It's B'dikta Grav, Bezman Shehem Oidim, Oishyesh Lehem Eid. Now, if Eidim meant one kind of two Eidim that says they picked it up together, so we just discussed what would be if one Eid said they picked it up together. Can we go the other way? What was the other way of learning Eidim?
Trey.
So again, we have Reuven plus two other Eidim saying he picked it up. Shimon, and Shimon also has two Eidim that he picked it up. It's a Trey. We said, yeah, okay, Trey should cancel out. What do we do now? And now I want to re-ask Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. Why do we need that Reuven has two Eidim? And Shimon has two Eidim. Let it even be enough that Reuven has an Eid Echad. And Shimon has an Eid Echad.
That's
the Diyuk
of the
Lashon,
because it's Eidim. Each one has an Eid.
So the Rishash says, maybe, that is what the Mishnah means. Yesh lahem Eidim. Each one of them has an Eid Echad. That maybe is what the Mishnah means. But that's already a Chiddush, and I want to restart again. I want to restart again because we did a lot of info. The Mishnah says, "Bisman shehem moedim, oy sheyesh lahem edim, cholkin beloy shvur." And we're clearing. Moedim avada. I don't want to be misquoted later. Avada. It was a chiddush what we said. Moedim, of course, means what does it mean? Moedim. Reuven and Shimon both agree and are moedim that what? That they picked it up together. This out of the box chat that Reuven is being moedim that Shimon was first and Shimon was being moedim that Reuven was first. It's a chiddush. It's something to think about. It's nice, but it's not the pshat. The Mishnah. Moedim means they admit that they picked it up together. But what does it mean is man sheyesh lahem edim? So again, be clear. Does it mean bisman sheyesh lahem edim that there's one kind of edim that they picked it up together? Or does it mean a tray or tray? And what were the pros and cons again? Let's go through this again. Can we go through this again? Let's say it's one kind of edim. What does the one kind of edim say? Reuven says I picked it up myself. Shimon says I picked it up myself. The one kind of Eidim says they picked it up together. What's the din of the Mishnah, if this is pshat in the Mishnah? Cholkin v'loy shvur. Why? Why? They themselves are against the Eidus. Did we say a teretz today yet? So we say Bezdin Sefridin. Oh, I have another teretz. What? What? What's my notebook sound? Oh, this rule of Eidim Makish. I don't know the rule. Okay, the rule doesn't apply here. The question is why? Excellent. It was B'Ksav, I know. I wanted to say a K'nech. The Gemara says, and we're going to use this a lot, that when Reuven and Shimon were running at a scramble for that talis, even though in Bezdin Avada they were told and suggested to do by their Toyin Rabbanit to like talk like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about, they really both know that they're bid the dummy. They both were running for it. There was a lot of dust there. They themselves aren't 100% positive. For protocol, they're like, yeah, that's mine. A bid the dummy is not a problem if he's going against the Eidim. Reuven is saying it's his, but he thinks it's his, you know. Shimon is saying it's his, he thinks it's his. Maybe that's not such a problem, he's going against the Eidim. Now, what's the other pshat of Eidim? Trey Trey, careful, what does it mean? Reuven has two Eidim that say he picked it up first, Shimon has two Eidim that he picked it up. What was our kasha? The two Eidim should cancel each other out. What did we say? It's a milsa de leishchicha leitikna rabbanon. I saw interesting horror in the Tosis Yontif. What would be if Shnai Marks and Metalis and Bezdin Paskin Yachloiku? In the classification of the Rashi, Shnai Marks and Metalis, Zayim Akulishli, Zayim Akulishli. What Bezdin Paskin Yachloiku? With a Shvua. And before they had a chance to say the Shvua, each one of them brought on a Kat of Eidim. Now there's a trade trade. Yeshlehem Eidim. Yeah, what's the din? What? The Tos Yontif starts correcting. He says, Efshah, they already got the psak to swear. And the Vel says, who cares, they got the psak, but now there's Edom. But if the reason of Edom is only because since it's a tray of tray, milsad leishchicha leitiknu rabbanon, over here there was already the takana. For protocol, when they were in the Bezdin and they got the psak, it was already gepaskin that there was a takana that they should have
who
to swear.
Who is the pshat in that case? And maybe the pshat is meaning Bezdin psak in this because people are just going to go and grab
their shirts
or whatever. But these people are both coming with real tennis. They have Edom, so meaning they're not just coming.
Exactly, but now it's drop different. What if when they came? No, I'm masking. But what about now when they came in, they didn't have Edom? And Bezdin paskin. You got to see
that.
One second. And now Edom came in. If the Edom is what's pathering them, fine. But if it's just that we're not going to make a takana in this case, it maybe it's too late. The Maaseh the Tosis Yontif says that they are pater from Shvur. Why don't we just what? The Din Torah should change. But what should the Din Torah be now that it's Maaseh L'Shchicha? Like, I mean, it should bite the switch. I hear. It's a good art. It's a good art. That's a big arichas on that kimmel. Excellent, but that's the thing on that kimmel. I had a hara. Again, this is a hara out of the box. I didn't see anyone. Lamai said, "Din is yachloikum." I have a problem. There's a sugya we're going to talk about. The chalukka has to be a chayuli esemis. We haven't gotten to it today yet, but everyone knows there's a klal that for the chalukka, it has to be that at least it's possible. It's true. Think about it. Reuven says I picked it up first. Shimon says I picked it up first. Why is it yachloikum esemis? Because ulai b'chol zayis, it was a scramble and they picked it up together. But if Reuven has Edom that he picked it up first, so there are two Edom that saying what? That Reuven was first. And Shimon has two Edom saying that Shimon picked it up first. Careful. What are all four Edom saying?
Someone.
Exclusively. Is that still called Chaluki Yechayli Yisemes? I had a ha'ara that there are four Edom saying that all four of them, okay, they're not exactly clear about Reuven and Shimon's identity, but all four of them are saying this was not a Tarvayu Behedi Hadadi Akbua Matziv. Would that ruin the Chaluki Yechayli Yisemes thing?
You can't ignore Trey Yitzchak, though.
I know, but the Trey Utrey is on the detail of the what's called. I don't know how to take it. Now, another question. We have a few minutes. Rabbi Seikot, we have another topic to do that I really want to chaperine today because this man's almost over and we have to really chaperine. Jesus. Why don't we do Ashavas Aveda? Frek the Rishonim. They found the Talis should be Ashavas Aveda. So someone once told me, Avada, they're coming in with the talis, and each one wants to do a Shabbos Aveda. They're fighting about the reward. There's a guy that offered a reward for the talis. They're fighting about the reward. So I told him, someone told him,
I'm serious.
So I told him, no, that wouldn't be called Oichs and Amer Tashem tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. The Iker's topic of the Sugi is the Maila of why each one gets half. It's because he's Oichs in. He's Oichs in the Karkashta, but he's Oichs. If they're not fighting about the talis, they're fighting about the reward. I don't know if the din would be Oichs and maybe the din would be called Olam Gavar. I don't know. But that was an aside. The pastas, there's a reason why there's no Ashavas Aveda. Why is there no Ashavas Aveda? What are they fighting that each one's going to get it? There should be Ashavas Aveda. Who asks the Kasha?
Rush.
What is the Rush answer? Ir, a Goyish city. I don't get it. Like it's 95% Goyish, yeah? If you find a Talis Zekel. One second. If you find a Talis Zekel in a city that's 95% Goyish, but you find a talis zekel with in Hebrew letters. No, with a name on it. That's mamish. Yes, they said they put out the name on it. Yeah, a name on it. It has chelis, yeah? And it limits it even more, yeah? Well, what's the shayla? Of course you're going to throw. What do you mean, Yershiru Ba'akam? Oh, so there's a machlaikis. What? Again, the Rosh says Yershiru Ba'akam. What does he mean? There's a machlaikis. Some say it means you found the Haimish Yiddish talis. And nevertheless, the fact that it's Ir Shiruba Akam, there's no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda. Why? Because the Bailam is Miyayish, because he thinks that the guy, what's the guy going to do with it? What's the guy going to do with it? It's a Yiddish Talmud. What's the guy going to do with it?
Sell for a lot of money.
No, now. Sell for a lot of money.
Like all the mice.
I don't know. That's one option. It's a Yiddish Talmud, but the Bailam is Ir Shiruba Akam. The Yid is Miyayish, so you're allowed to keep it. But there's an alternative shot. Talis doesn't mean a Yiddish talis, you know, someone says if you do Yachloiku in a Yiddish talis, it ends up each one gets a Baruch Shomer talis because you got only two tzitzis in the front. Each one's going to get a Baruch Shomer talis. But there's another shot in the Rosh. The Rosh means it wasn't a talis like Yiddish with strings. It's a beged, a shawl, a chveis. It's a beged and it could be a goy. Maybe Dafka looks like a goyish beged or it could be a goyish beged. And then you found it from a goy. And therefore, one second, what does the Rosh mean? And therefore, it was a goy. So why don't you return it to the goy? What? There's no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda? There's no Mitzvah? One second. Don't tell me just it was after Yish. If it was after Yish, the Rosh could have just answered. It was after Yish. We're going before Yish. So what is it up with a Goyish Talis? So there's no Chiyuv Hashavas by a Goy. But Freg and Achroinim, the Rimoisha talks about this, but remember, it's ready earlier. There's Mavur and the Bach. He brings the Urei and Rishonim. Avedas Akum, it's not Mamish yours. Maybe there's no Chiyuv to return it, but it's not Mamish yours to use. So how could the Rosh say that we're talking about? One second. Avedis Akum, Yershiru Ba'akim. Very nice, there's no Chiyuv Hashavah, but it still doesn't mean it's mamish his. So there's a Mahalach in the Achronim. My boys, I don't have time for the whole thing, but there's a Mahalach to say in the Chanami. Avad, eventually the Goy was Miyayish. So then why did the Rosh just have to say it's a Goy? Because if it's a Yid, then even though the Yid was Miyayish after you found it, but since when you found it, it wasn't Yish yet, you do have to return it. But by a Goy, over there, the Balki picked it up. A whole chap. But I have a problem because Reuven and Shimon are fighting about when they scrambled for it, who got there first. Who cares who got there first if the Yish that kicked in only happened 12 hours later anyways? Why are they so hung up on who grabbed it first when they ran for it if that's not when it's going to kick in? It's going to first kick in afterwards. So that's a shiloh. That's a shiloh of how to work that out. Now, I want to leave with one more horror. The Mishnah says that by Zeimer Kulei Shali, Zeimer Chetzi Shali, the din is that the Kulei Nip gets three quarters. I mean, because half is the write-off. And And then the other half, they split half and half, is a quarter. So it's three quarters and a quarter. In fact, the Beis Halevi, and many Acharei talk about this, we're going to see the Gemara has a big Yisoid. It's a Yisoid called Chaluk Yichayel Yisemes. We're not appreciating it yet today with the full extent. It's going to come up again in Tosis tomorrow. It's going to come up on Daf Gimel. It's going to come up all over the time. Let's be careful what it means, Chaluk Yichayel Yisemes. You remember? Reuven is holding the Karkashta and saying about it that he ran for it, but he was there 3 seconds first, and he was there first. Shimon came 3 seconds later. That's exactly 3 seconds too late. 3 seconds too late. Got to be on time. And Shimon comes and says, I got there first. And we're saying, we're going to do Chalukah. Why? Oh, the Chalukah is Yachal Yisemes. Why is it Yachal Yisemes? Reuven is saying he was there first. Shimon is saying he was there first. Why is it Yachal Yisemes? Because it could be. Both wrong. So it's not Lafi Tanaseh. But it could be that they picked it up together. How by three quarters and a quarter? By Zayim or Kuli, Zayim or Chetzi? Where the Chalukah is going to be three quarters and a quarter. How is that Yechayel Yisemes? We have to discuss.